Next patient, Julian Manningham, date of service 1/24/2013, primary care physician Dr. Mohammed Ahmed. Mr. Manningham is a 61-year-old male patient who was evaluated recently at Hurley, where he presented with a non-ST elevation MI. Patient has been diabetic for over 20 years, and he had history of CKD with a baseline creatinine around 1.8 milligram per deciliter as per the record from Genesis. His blood pressure, blood sugar has been poorly controlled. Poorly controlled, and he has been running in the 200 and 300. Period. I'm evaluating the patient today for the regular follow-up. Since this year, he has been doing okay, no active problem. Period. New paragraph. Physical examination. His blood pressure today is 120/130/80. Chest good range bilateral and crepitation of Lewis's cardiovascular normal S1 and S2. Chest good range bilateral and crepitation abdomen soft not tenderness. He has mild lower extremity edema. Period. New paragraph investigation. His basic metabolic panel is showing a sodium 135, potassium 4.4, chloride 99, CO2 27, B138, creatinine 1.9, with estimated GFR of 37 mL per minute, intact PTH 36, calcium 9.5, vitamin D is still pending, albumin is 4.3, and his hemoglobin is at 15. Period. Assessment and plan number one, chronic kidney disease is stage 3, secondary to diabetic nephropathy. Patient is already on angiotensin converting enzyme inhibitor. Period. His creatinine remained at baseline. No need for further work. Next number, chronic kidney disease and congestive heart failure. The patient is euvolemic at this time, to continue on his Bumex at 1 milligram daily. Next number, insulin dependent diabetes mellitus as per your kind management. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism. His PTH has a target for CKD stage 3. I have asked the patient to come back in a period of 2 months with repeated lab. Sincerely.